So yesterday morning, one of the Rebbeim in Yeshiva told me that he was put in charge of the Sefer Torah on the DRS trip. We're going on a trip on Wednesday and Thursday to Boston, and one of the Rebbeim said that he was put in charge of guarding the Sefer Torah that we're bringing with us so that we could daven in the hotel on Thursday morning. And Lane on Thursday morning. So he asked me, what are your thoughts halachically about taking a Sefer Torah on a trip and only laning from it one time? Isn't that a problem to move a Sefer Torah when you're not going to be using it more than one time when it's taken on a temporary basis? And the truth is, this is a shaila that comes up all the time by a Beis Avel. The minhag is we send the Sefer Torah to a Beis Avel. It's only temporary. Is that problematic in any way? So the sugya starts with the two sources in Chazal are not in the Talmud Bavli. The Yerushalmi in Yuma, the 7th parak Yuma, talks about the Sefer Torah that they would bring for the Kohen Gadol. It says, "B'kol asar at Amar holchen achar haTorah, v'hacha at Amar malichen es haTorah etzlo." Normally, you have to follow the Torah, but over here, the Kohen Gadol, they bring the Torah to him. El al yidei shebehen bnei adam gedolim haTorah misala behen. But because they were dealing with great people, with a great person, the Kohen Gadol, someone of such high stature, so it's actually a cover to the Torah that the Torah is brought dafka for him. Normally, it's a bizayin to the Torah to bring the Torah for somebody. Let the person go to the Torah. But over here, since he's such a person, Adam Chashuv, it's okay. Similarly, the Zohar in Parshas Achremos writes, Galusa de Sefer Torah afilu mi beknishta le beknishta achra osir v'kolshken le beruchov. You're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah even from one shul to another, and certainly not allowed to take a Sefer Torah out into the street. Right? So this is the source for what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, which we'll get to in a minute, that you're not allowed to move a Sefer Torah just to bring it to an individual. Mishra Brura in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Sifkat Mem Zayin writes that the reason for this is Atam shezilzul hu l'sefer Torah l'alicha l'anashim shetzrichna kikvoda sheyelchu anashim eleha. That the reason for this iser is that it's a zilzul to the Sefer Torah. The covenant of the Torah is that we should go after the Torah, we should look for the Torah, we should chase after it. It's a zilzul to the Sefer Torah to bring the Sefer Torah, to make the Sefer Torah go follow a person. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Yodalid, but if you have people who are in jail, and again, probably Shulchan Aruch is not talking about criminals who've done terrible things, it's talking about people who, for whatever reason, the government wanted to jail some Jewish people. So people who are stuck in jail, ein meviim etzlam sefer Torah, afil Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. You do not bring them a sefer Torah, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And says the Rama, "Vayinu dafka b'shas akriya levad, aval mechinim lo sefer Torah yom yomayim kodem muter v'muadim chashu b'kol inyan shari." Rama says two important kulas. Number one, if you're going to leave it there for a while, for a few days, then it's okay. Number two, if you're an Adam Chashuv that we're bringing it for, then it's okay. But stam, a regular person, to just schlep a Sefer Torah is not right. So there are certain cases that the poskim have problems with schlepping a Sefer Torah around. The Mishra Brura, Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Mem Ches, says that a lot of times you have a breakaway minion in the shul that just moved Davins in a different room, and they carry a Sefer Torah with them to read from that Sefer Torah. He says, "Vaday eino nachon da efshalem l'shmar kriya beis haKnesses." They could always hear kriyas haTorah in the beis haKnesses. So to bring the Sefer Torah separately to a breakaway minion is going to be a problem. Which l'chora we have over here, right? We have a minion down here in this room, and we don't leave the Sefer Torah in the aron that we have over here. We bring it with us every time. So that's theoretically a problem. We have to see what the kula might be. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Lamed Beis writes that it's lo yafa osim rabbi me'amona am roshon of Yom Kippur v'simchas Torah shekod makriya notlin sefer Torah v'es haKnesses likro b'makom acher. He said, what are we doing with simchas Torah? We take sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, we bring them all over the shul, every different room, every different place, so that everybody can get an aliyah. Why do we do that? Kavanat Torah! Everyone should get an aliyah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, yatzah schar b'efseido, that you lose more than you gain, because it's a lack of kavanat Torah to schlep the Torah somewhere else, just temporarily, in order to give people aliyahs. He says, roi limchus ben v'ligzor shlo yasukein. We should make zeris that people shouldn't do this. V'ashomei atavo lov birchas tov. And if anyone actually listens, then I'd be impressed, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because we shouldn't allow this to happen. Rav Avadya discusses that, no, sometimes when it is for the covet of the Torah, then by definition it's not a bizayin of the Torah. Like they take the Sifri Torah to dance out in the streets on some Chas Torah. He says, that's okay, that's mutter, that's to cover the Torah, to dance with the Torah, show cover to the Torah, public display of affection for the Torah. That's wonderful. That's great. That's not a bizayin to the Torah. Mestama, the same is true by the aliyos and simchas Torah. We show that we so badly want everyone to get an aliyah that we're going to lay in over and over again. So yeah, so that's more of a cover than it is a bizayin to the sefer Torah. Mestama, that's how we would respond to that aruch hashulchan. Now, what are the exceptions to this rule? There are lots of exceptions about when this is mutter. Exception number one, Mishabura writes, if it's a kriyas Torah midaraisa, parshas Zachar, and the only way you're going to be able to hear it is if they take the Torah to you, like you're stuck in jail, and the only way you're going to hear it is they take the Torah to you, that's okay. He says maybe even parshas Parah. Kula number two is, the Rama wrote that if it's in a place, in a designated place for a given amount of time, for a few days, then it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, and hu adin, if they designate a specific spot for the Sefer Torah to be, like let's say an Aron Kodesh, that the Sefer Torah is going to be in that spot, that while it's there, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it is, then it's not so nicker that you just brought it to read from it. It has its own spot. You're bringing it to its spot. Once it's in its spot, you're then going to read from it also. So then it's going to be mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Lamed Hei, Lamed Beis, says, Manichan Osa Ba'aron O B'teva Sheyesh L'makom Yuchal Aliyah Zazman. Sounds like it needs to be, its designated spot needs to be a place that it's its own Aron Kodesh, or at least if it's not an Aron Kodesh, to be a place that's a closet designated for it, which would then become like an Aron Kodesh. But to put it on a table with a talus covering it would not suffice. The Aruch HaShulchan also says that the minig is that Sheyikruba Gimel Pamin, Dezeh Mikri Kikvius. You don't really find this in earlier Sfarim and Rishonim or anything, that reading three times matters. But the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, that if you read from it three times, that already becomes a Kikvius, and that's going to make it okay. So that's exception number two, having the designated place, / Aron Kodesh, / reading from it three times. Kula number three is when it's impossible for a person to go to the Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch spoke about a case where it's impossible for a person to go to the Sefer Torah. He was in jail. Shulchan Aruch is still machmir, so that's correct. Shulchan Aruch is machmir about this case, but the Bir Alecha is not convinced that all the Rishonim agree with this, and the Bir Alecha thinks that there's in Bir Alecha in Kuf Lamed Hei, he says that that the Or Zeruah hold that for a Cholah, let's say it's mutter to bring a Sefer Torah to read from for him because he's an Anus, and even though it's against Shulchan Aruch, you just know such a Shita exists in this kind of situation. Rav Moshe writes in Yerdei Chil Dalid, page Reish Sadi Zayin, that if the Bir Alecha is makel for a guy who can't get there due to illness, then all the more so we should be makel for an Avel, because Ika Mailu Zuchus La Meis Sheishpalu Sham Basara, because there's an additional mitzvah that you're doing to bring a zuchus to the mace that people are davening there in the house where they're sitting shiva for him. So that zuchus, coupled with the Bir Alecha being makel in general for someone who can't get there, is good enough for Rav Moshe to allow bringing the Sefer Torah there. Rav Moshe does recommend, though, once you're bringing it to the Beis Avil, might as well satisfy the Aruch HaShulchan and lain from it three times. So in addition to the Monday-Thursday laning, they should also daven. Sometimes you'll notice in a Beis Avil, they'll make a Shabbos Mincha, just to get a third Kriya out of it, a third laning out of it. Also, a lot of places by the Beis Avil, they'll give a little Aron. A lot of the shuls have a small Aron Kodesh that they could supply with the Sefer Torah, again, to satisfy that opinion as well. The other Kula, and the one that's Nogea to our trip to Boston, not your trip, my trip to Boston over the next couple of days, is the Bir Alecha writes that Dina Nira Dafila Mordechai Daosra Fila Bones Eino Mayrikim Biyachidim Achavushim Vrotzim Lachna Vasara Shom Kriyas Torah Bezeh Oser. Even when the Shulchan Aruch says it's Oser, that's only if it's for a few individuals who are in jail, and we're willing to bring a few more people to make a minyan plus a Sefer Torah, that's when the Shulchan Aruch has a problem with it. But if you already have a minyan of people who need it, then it's Letzarche Tzibur, that's going to be mutter. Some understand this as part of the heter of Adam Chashuv, that the Rama says that if an Adam Chashuv is good enough reason, then for sure a Tzibur is always more Chashuv than an Adam Chashuv. Kol Be'asara Shchinta Sharia, you have the Shechina there when you have a Tzibur. So the covet of the Shechina would trump the covet of an Adam Chashuv. In Piskei Tshuvos, he says that he doesn't believe this would work for a Tzibur that separates itself from the Shul to daven their own Nusach, because there's no reason that they can't just go to the Shul and listen to Kriyas HaTorah. But But stam, if you don't have anywhere to go and you're going on a trip somewhere and you want to, you know, you have 250 high school kids that you bring on a trip somewhere, that's an ample enough tzibur. 10 people is an ample enough tzibur to be matir bringing the Sefer Torah. Rav Shachter Paskin this way for us, for our yeshiva. He said you should bring the Sefer Torah. He said, I recommend that you should get an Aron as well. Might as well, you know, be machmir that way as well. But even if you don't get an Aron, it's mutter to bring a Sefer Torah because of the tzibur element. The fifth heter is Adam Chashuv that I mentioned before that the Rama writes. It's explicit in the Yerushalmi. Question is, who counts as an Adam Chashuv in this regard? So Rabbi Simon quotes from Rabbi Warman that it may be why it's okay in a base, if, for a base Avel, that an Avel is Mesav Barosh, an Avel has din like a Melech, that he maybe while he's in Avelus he has din of an Adam Chashuv, maybe that's why we bring a Sefer Torah to a base Avel. So if that's the heter with the base Avel, maybe when there are only female Avelim there and they're davening there just to cover a mace, you know, they're having a minion there, maybe that heter wouldn't apply. If you hold the heter by a base Avel, like Rav Moshe said, that it's because it's a covered mace, so you have that mitzvah plus the Erzaruah holds that you're allowed to move it anyway. So then when a person can't get there, so then maybe that would work for a base Avel, even if there are only female Avelim. Chasn and Kala, Chasn Domel LeMelech. Probably for you having a Shavuot Shabbos Shavuot somewhere, you could bring a Sefer Torah LeKavod Chasn VeKala, right? Because Chasn is certainly an Adam Chashuv. So exactly how you define Adam Chashuv is not abundantly clear. There are a lot of different halachos that involve an Adam Chashuv, and it's not always the halachic definitions are not always the same. And the final exception is a Sefer Torah Shel Yachid. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin tells us that everyone would bring their personal Sefer Torah to the Beis Hamikdash in Yom Kippur, Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim, to show off how beautiful their Sefer Torah are, so everyone could see how much Hidur Mitzvah was involved. So a lot of the poskim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ishchai, a lot of them write that apparently you're allowed to move a personal Sefer Torah. What are they bringing a personal Sefer Torah? They're not reading, they're not doing anything with it, they're just bringing it and bringing it back. So why are they allowed to do that? Because it's their personal Torah. It's not a Torah that's that's used by the tzibur. So if it's a personal Torah, you're allowed to carry it around with you, just like a melech carries around his own personal Sefer Torah wherever he goes. So the Kaf Chaim thinks that this only works if it was written originally to be a personal Sefer Torah. And in the Tshuvas Vayivarech David, Rav Harfenis writes in Simon Chavav that if it's a privately owned Torah but it's kept in the shul and used by the shul, that doesn't count. That's not a personal Sefer Torah. Most of the Sefer Torah in my shul, all three Sefer Torah are privately owned. None of them are owned by the shul. We have a contract with the people who actually own the Sefer Torah, but that would not be heter enough to carry it out and to use it temporarily. It would have to be something that's mamish, someone's private Sefer Torah. That would be an additional heter to move the Sefer Torah. Okay.